Okay, I'm here with John Darling, who is a volunteer firefighter with the
Catskill Fire Company.
And when did the first calls start coming in about the hurricane?
Oh, God, 5 o'clock in the morning, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning.
And what kind of calls were they? What were you
The getting? First part was mainly pump outs. And then as we got into the storm, we rescued a lot of people off of Bushnell Avenue.
And where exactly is Bushnell Avenue?
Right off the 9W there by the bridge.
Okay.
And they had shut the bridge down because the water was coming over the top of that. And we had the Swift Water Team come in.
And who exactly are the Swift Water
They're
Team?
They're from Clinton County out there by Lake Champlain. They were first out in Caro helping them out. And then we called them into Catskill here. They rescued several people off of Bushnell Avenue and West Main Street.
And when these people are rescued, where do they go?
They Red Cross had opened up a shelter in conjunction with the Baptist Church on Grandview Avenue. And for the east side here was the senior center.
Now, what other kinds of calls were you getting?
Mainly to rescue people out of the water. I don't know what time it was, but we had a call from mutual aid call from Kiskatom. We had two people and their pet trapped in a house, and we used our ladder truck and backed all the way in to where they were, and we had to stretch a 35-foot ladder between two buildings to get them across to the other building. But we safely evacuated them.
Was every single firefighter called in on this?
We manned the fire station about 6 o'clock Sunday morning.
So what were some of the more dramatic moments?
I'd have to say the most dramatic was the rescue in Kiskatom. That was very stressful.
Right. And how long have you been a firefighter now, John?
45 years.
And how does this hurricane compare to others that you've dealt with?
I couldn't compare it to anything because I've lived in this village 64 years and I've never seen the water over the Uncle Sam Bridge or the 9W. And I've never seen it over the dock here in back of us where the condos are.
Right. And in terms of the amount of damage it's caused, is that unprecedented as well?
Yeah, it's going to go into the millions of dollars, especially in Catskill. But
right, and I hear there's another surge coming.
From what I understand, there's a 5-foot surge coming up to Hudson sometime this afternoon, early evening. And just talked to my son, and he said Troy Dam is about to burst.
Well, thank you so much, John Darling, and I'm sure all of Catskill is very grateful for what you and your fellow volunteer firefighters do. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.